Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." So this past week I was leading a Bible study in the prison and we were going over this gospel. And as they're talking and sharing their insight or things that stuck out to them, I just kept coming back to this idea of humility, right? So the man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him this question. "I know I need to do more. There's something more. What can I do, Jesus?" And I just keep thinking, like, okay, I'm trying to imagine this. Jesus is walking, and you run up to him, and you kneel down. Like, that's a sign of humility, right? To kneel down maybe on a gravel road, which probably isn't that comfortable. And so this idea of humility keeps coming up in my mind. And I'm reminded of this situation that happened a week or two before. And so I decided to share it with the guys. But I asked them this question first. Is it easier to take something that we have and give it to someone else because they need it? So to sacrifice so that someone else can have it? Or is it easier to ask for help or ask for something that we need from someone else? Hands down, everybody said it's easier to give up something that we have for someone else than to ask someone else for help. That's uncomfortable. That's not the way we were raised, right? We need to do it on our own. That's like the American mentality, right? I can do it. I'm independent. I don't need anybody else. I can pave my future, right? I can do it all. But this is very countercultural from what Jesus is telling us and asking of us, right? We need other people. We need help. We're weak. After I asked this question, I shared this experience that I had a couple weeks ago. I was at a coffee shop downtown. I had never been there before. And I was pulling up and I realized that all of the meters needed coins. So I couldn't just put my credit card in and pay for an hour. I'm looking through my car and all I have is some pennies and I don't have any cash. So I go in, I'm thinking, well, maybe if I buy coffee, I can get a dollar back or something, and then I can put coins in. So I go and order my coffee, ask the cashier, and she said only if I had a dollar could she give me change for it. And I'm like, well, I don't have any cash. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll get my coffee and then I'll wait until my friend gets there, ask him for a dollar, get some change, put it in the meter, pay him back later, or I'll buy his coffee, whatever. And as I'm waiting for my coffee, there's this guy sitting at a table who gives a dollar to the barista for me to put money in the meter. So I turn around and I thank him, and I'm a little embarrassed just because someone else overheard the conversation and I was already figured out the solution. So then I get the quarters and I'm going back to my car to put them in the meter. And I just keep thinking, okay, when my friend gets here, I'm going to get a dollar so I can pay this guy back because I don't want to have to owe him. Like, he shouldn't have had to, he didn't have to give the dollar. I should give it back to him. And then I can pay my friend back later. And as I'm standing there putting the coins in the meter, I'm struck with this reality of maybe you're supposed to let him do that, right? Maybe it's better for me to not pay him back, but to be humble in that situation and say, I had a need and you helped me and I thanked him, but maybe just praying for him throughout the day or when I think of it, like later on and like right now, maybe in praying for him would be a much better gift than just paying him the dollar back. And then I'm like, I don't owe you anything. I'm not indebted to you. I don't have to think about you anymore. So I share this with the guys at the Bible study. They're all laughing because it's a very simple example. But it's easier to give the dollar than to be the one that receives it. And I just keep thinking about this idea of if I'm someone who has a lot of things, I surround myself with a lot of possessions, it's so that I don't have needs that other people can fulfill, right? I can take care of myself. I don't need anything from anybody. If I do, I can get it for myself. But if I give all of that away and I experience this poverty of like, I need other people to help me because I can't do it on my own, then I have this room and this space for me to encounter the Lord and really allow him to work in my life more, right? Because I need help. I can't do it. But also this beautiful gift of on the other side of things. Like when I was asking the guys at the Bible study, well, what do you experience when you sacrifice something for someone? And hands down, they were saying, well, I experienced a sense of joy that I could help somebody else. And this peace. And I just feel like I've experienced this goodness. And when I don't allow myself to be poor and to need help from other people, I, in a sense, am taking away this opportunity for someone else to experience being charitable and the joy and the peace that comes from that, right? This encounter with God of like, that was good. That was a good that I did. It was very simple, very small thing, or maybe a very big thing. But it was a good, and it changes the person that can give. And it also changed me. It can change me. But if I don't ever need the help of other people, then I'm also taking that experience of encountering God away from them, where they could give for my need, right? Because we need to belong to each other rather than trying to control everything around us so that we don't need anybody, so nobody sees our weaknesses. Like, we need to embrace this idea of humility, right? To be humble and know who we are before God and that we can't do it alone. And we're not meant to do it alone. What areas in my life can I allow other people to help, right? To reach out, to help with it, a weakness I have or a need that I have. And allow them to encounter God in that. And I can encounter God through their act of charity. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, for our lives, for the ways that you have made us good. Help us to live more deeply from that goodness, from that place where you dwell within us and you desire others to encounter you. Help us to surrender our lives to you, to embrace our weaknesses so that you can come and heal what's broken there and allow us to be transformed through the love of others. We give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.